It's Monday, November 4th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A husband and father of three, Omar, a Christian in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan, worked as a sweeper for 8 years. In January 2018, he submitted an application for 2 days of leave to attend a prayer festival in Karachi. When he returned to work, he was fired, reports International Christian Concern. In addition, the discrimination brought him humiliation and stress. Omar's sudden unemployment made it impossible for him to provide for his family. He died in November 2018, leaving his family with no one to provide for them. In March 2019, International Christian Concern provided the funds and materials for Omar's widow and the rest of his family to open a small grocery store that provides a steady and dignified income. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway vehemently denied that the released transcript of President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president showed any evidence of wrongdoing in a heated debate Sunday morning with CNN State of the Union host Dana Bash.
Nancy Pelosi jumped the gun before she read the transcript of the call, believed the false reporting that there were 8 quid pro quo requests in the transcript. They're not there. Believed that the president said he was holding up aid. Not there. Believed that the president said he wanted the 2020 rival investigated. Not there. Joe Biden is not insulated from his past actions just because he's running for president. Okay.
Also on Sunday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos' Roundtable, former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie said that Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan is a political non-starter that will make her, quote, less electable, end quote, in a general election, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
But the biggest event of the week was Elizabeth Warren. Medicare for All, forget Bernie Sanders, it doesn't matter anymore. Less electable by a big margin with what she did this week. She now owns this issue. It's all Elizabeth Warren. And a third of her plan is based upon unexplained savings, $7 trillion on unexplained savings, and the rest of it on tax increases, including, George, remember this, as a governor, I'm sensitive to this, $6.1 trillion in added expenses to state governments.
Truth-telling endocrinologists are pushing back against a recent statement by the Pediatric Endocrine Society, which asserts that puberty-blocking drugs are quote-unquote reversible and effective at alleviating the distress of, quote, having the wrong puberty, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Michael Laidlaw, an endocrinologist based in Rockland, California, explained that the Tuesday statement from the Pediatric Endocrine Society is patently false. He said, quote, what these medical societies have created is an institutionalized childhood pathway towards sterility, end quote. This week marks the anniversary of when Puritans in Massachusetts passed a law making it a crime for someone to deny the divine inspiration of the Bible. The measure was enacted partly in response to theological differences within the colony, and it carried a capital punishment if violated. Christianity.com notes, quote, for the Puritans, it was unthinkable that the teachings of the Bible were meant to deal only with a narrow religious sphere. They believed the scriptures provided the rule and guidance for all of life, government, economics, education, church, family, and morals. Former homosexuals, lesbians, and transgender men and women descended on the nation's capital last week to urge members of Congress not to support the so-called Equality Act and Therapeutic Fraud Prevention Act that would prevent others from seeking help to escape their LGBT lives, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Laws are being proposed in Washington and in state and local jurisdictions around the country that would hinder those struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria, conditions that are often triggered by childhood trauma, such as sexual or emotional abuse, depression, or family dysfunction, from getting the professional or pastoral help they desperately need and want. At the same time, such legislation implies that those who have left the LGBT lifestyles are nothing more than frauds. Here is the testimony of Angel Cologne, one of the former homosexuals.
My name is Angel Cologne. I am a former homosexual. I am a survivor of the Pulse nightclub shooting on June 12, 2016. I was shot 6 times, sustained a shattered femur, and suffered nerve damage. A day I will never forget. A big turning point in my life. even in the midst of chaos, I prayed and prophesied over my life that I would survive and live free. And here I am today, standing with no cane. Many think I've made my decision to leave that lifestyle because of the shooting, but I was desiring change way before June 12, 2016. I've made this decision a year after Pulse nightclub shooting, finding peace in my life, finding real love in my life, finding real happiness in my life, finding what was the most important thing in my life, which was finding my true identity, which was in Christ. Yes, I am known as a Pulse survivor, but I really want to be known as living proof that God does transform lives.
1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." And finally, Pastor Tony Evans is asking that Christians pray for a supernatural intervention as his wife battles to defeat cancer despite chemotherapy no longer being an option, reports the Christian Post. He said, quote, "Our prayers are full of faith, hope, and expectancy. We would appreciate you praying with that same spirit. While we wait on our miracle, Lois is continuing with natural therapies, supplemental treatments, and is surrounded 24/7 with the love of her nuclear and extended family. We know God is still on the throne, and our faith is in Him and in His Word, and His love for us has not wavered in the least." End quote. Tony Evans quoted Ephesians 3:20-21. "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.